Hey, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was, looking to get my podcast off the ground, this is Pete from the Pete Barkman Show. I had a lot of questions. How do you record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen to the podcast? And another question, hey, how do I make or potentially make money from my podcast? In my research, I found one place. Anchor. The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously simple, easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I like podcasts. It's simple, it's easy. I get to do what I love, which is talk about sports. The great people involved with sports get to talk about faith and mental health awareness, and it's a platform for me to do that, share some of the things I'm passionate about. So thank you, Anchor, for that. So, bottom line, if you've always wanted to start a podcast, if you're interested in making money doing so, hey, go to anchor.fm/start, anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Can't wait to hear you. This is Pete from the Pete Barkman Show. Thank you for lending an ear. A happy and healthy life starts today. Welcome to the Pete Barkman Show. News, sports, tabloid fodder. New episodes every Thursday and Sunday. Thank you for lending an ear. We are most grateful. Episode number 3. Title: Futures and the Past. We're gonna begin with a little treat on a chill Tuesday. We're gonna recite Bobby Thompson and the shot heard around the world in honor of our Giants finally winning a game in San Diego, beating the Padres today in extra innings. Two games that went into extra innings. So we're going to do Bobby Thompson, shot heard around the world by Russ Hodges, famed New York and San Francisco Giant broadcaster. And then we'll look to go into baseball futures. We'll take a little break and come back with NFL futures and some propositions moving into August. And heck, 32 days away from college football, 40 days maybe towards NFL. And hey, we're all excited. That's a good time of year. Fall football, playoff baseball, let us not forget. And to the great Russ Hodges, shot heard around the world. Mount Erie on the background. Bobby Thompson up there swinging. He's had two out of three, a single and a double. And Billy Cox is playing him right on the third base line. One out last of the ninth. Branca pitches. Bobby Thompson takes a called third called strike on the inside corner. Bobby hitting at 292. He's had a single and a double, and he drove in the Giants' first run with a long fly to center. Brooklyn leads it 4-2. Hartung down the line at third, not taking any chances. Lockman with not too big of a lead at second, but he'll be running like the wind if Thompson hits one. Branca pitches. Crack! There's a long drive. It's going to be, I believe, the Giants win the pennant. 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 Bobby Thompson hits it into the lower deck of the left field stands. The Giants win the pennant, and they're going crazy. They're going crazy. Hee-oh! I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Bobby Thompson hit a line drive into the lower deck of the left field stands, and this blame place is going crazy. The Giants' Horace Stoneham has got a winner. The Giants won it by a score of 5-4. And they're picking Bobby Thompson up and carrying him off the field. That was fun. Good times. Giants history. Baseball history. Bobby Thompson beating the Brooklyn Dodgers to win the pennant for the Giants. October 3rd of 1951. The great Russ Hodges. Of course, we'll finish with an ode to Bill King. Touching base on some great broadcasters in the Bay Area. Bill King, Russ Hodges. Probably be a time in the near future we look at the great Georgia Bulldog announcer himself, Larry Munson. Let's get into some baseball futures. Odds to win. Let's look at the pennant. National League pennant odds. Arizona Diamondbacks, 6-1. The Bravos, the Tomahawk Crew from Hotlanta, 10-1. The Cubbies, North Siders, the Chicago Cubs, 3-1. National League's oldest team, legendary Cincinnati Red Leggings, the Reds, 250-1. You might as well keep your money in your pocket if you're a Reds fan. They will not win the pennant. You heard it here first, folks. Not to step too far out there, but hey, Reds are tough. Joey Votto ain't their year. And a bad one, Colorado Rockies, 40-1 to win the National League pennant. These odds are from the Atlantis Casino and Sportsbook in Reno, Nevada. Please check to verify, but on the sheet I have, which I just picked up, 40-1. Seems a little too much for the Rockies. Things stood out to me. Good solid club could win the NL West. Wouldn't be shocked if they could find a pennant up there. 40-1. Heck, even if they got into the championship to face a team to win the pennant, could probably hedge that off. Los Angeles Dodgers, +320. Boys in blue, they got to be favorites. Hard not to put money on them. Again, looking to get them into that chance to win the pennant. Could look at hedging depending on who they play. Can they win a first-round series? Clayton Kershaw, the Southpaw. When will he show up and be a dominant force come October? We'll see. Might be their year. Marlins, 750-1. Derek Jeter, ain't your year, sir. Root for the Yanks. You'll be off early. The Brew Crew, boy, not somebody to take lightly. The Milwaukee Brewers coming in at 8-1. I like them. The New York Metropolitans, the Mets, they're having a tough time. I love the Mets. Hey, they're family, right? They're part Giants, so. But they've got some issues top to bottom. 200-1. Philadelphia Phillies, a city of brotherly love. Can they win it in football? Come back, win it in baseball. That would be historic. A little too much weight to put on a young team. They've got pitching. They've got talent. They're young. Winning the NL East right now as we turn the corner into August of 2018. They got the Nationals and the Bravos nipping at their heels. I don't mind that number at 7-1. Again, hoping to get him into that chance to win the pennant. Pittsburgh Pirates, 125-1. They're selling. Keep your money. The Friars, San Diego Padres, 350-1. Love to have that number for next year. Maybe the year after. Top talented farm system. Margot, some of those kids playing currently, they're pitching. I like them in the future. 350-1 tells you where you should keep your money in your pocket on the Padres on any sort of future action at this point in the year. Interesting. I come to mind, probably others. Those San Francisco Giants. Tough team to put a finger on. They do have the future Hall of Famer, Bruce Bochy. They got some momentum. They got good guys. Hunter Pence still a leader. Brandon Crawford. gold glove shortstop leading a tough defense. Hopefully they get Brandon Belt back. Panic is back, looking to hold it up at second base. Gorkys Hernandez having a career year. Can Buster Posey get hot? Can he lead them to a victory in a series early in October? That's yet to be determined. McCutchen, maybe the two of them together can. 9-1. They're coming off a sweep in San Diego. I'll say this. I wouldn't want to place them in or face them in October. They'd be a tough out. But 9-1. Chances of them winning the pennant. They're probably more 15-18-1. So not getting any value there at 9-1. Cardinals, 30-1. Hey, I liked them probably 3 weeks ago. They fire their manager. I just don't think that team could rally. They're not going to get past the Cubs. A decent team, someone to look into next year, 30-1. I know it's tempting, maybe a long shot coming through. Can they finish strong August, September, win 10, 11, 12 games in a row? Probably have the same chance as the Giants, you know, so you're getting a little better odds there. And frankly, they're coming out of a division that's not as tough as the NL West with the Rockies and Diamondbacks and Dodgers. So you're getting some value there. Again, looking to hedge. When you're looking at the odds to win the National League pennant, you don't have to win the pennant. If you get your team, especially when you got a number like 30-1 to the, giving them a chance to win a series, maybe win another series and actually have a chance to win the pennant, you have several chances to, bet opposite of your futures bet, hedge your bet. So we can get into some details there as we move forward. Or you can email Peter Barkman, the number 2@gmail.com. Always a wonderful resource where you can give me specifics. I'll provide you feedback on the bet or if you have a potential bet. We're there to help. We try to answer any question. Again, Peter Barkman, the number 2@gmail.com. Here's an interesting one to round out the National League, the Washington Nationals, coming in at 10-1. You know, all these guys, they talk trade with Bryce Harper. How about Bryce Harper step up and win that team a pennant? That would be wonderful if you're a Nationals fan. I don't think they have enough ammo. I could see them maybe making a run. Wouldn't be shocked if they overtook the Braves. And we'll come back. We'll look to cover the American League when we return. Thank you. Welcome to the Pete Barkman Show, news, sports, tabloid fodder. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @BarkmanPete. We podcast for a cause. Mental health research and educational support for adolescents in foster care and at-risk schools. Consider donating to the cause. A link to our platform to donate is on our Twitter page, or search The Pete Barkman Show on Fundly.com. Fundly is our donation platform. In summary, the National League pennant futures. Arizona Diamondbacks, 6-1. Milwaukee Brewers, 8-1. Hard not to consider that as a approach late in the year on winning the National League pennant. We'll talk about the American League pennant. Odds. We'll complete the baseball portion of futures with a brief life summary of Russ Hodges. American League pennant, Baltimore Orioles. I shouldn't even say anything. Their season was over in May. 1,000-1. Boston Red Sox. Boy, lost any value on that team. They've been winning games left and right. 5-2. no value there. Especially when you look at a very competitive American League. Yankees, Sox, Astros. I like the A's. We'll get to them. Chicago White Sox. Boy. For a city that loves baseball so much and to have a competitive situation with the AL and NL really reminds me, for most part, of San Francisco. You have San Francisco, the Giants, and the A's. White Sox haven't done anything in many years. Odds for them to win the American League pennant, 1,000 to 1. Buy a hot dog. Keep your money in your pocket. Cleveland Indians, 4 to 1. They've been there, mentally sharp, been close. Can they make a playoff push? We'll see early in October what they're made of. Not a bad number. Tigers. Ty Cobb's boys. He'd be rolling over in his grave if he saw what they're doing lately. Detroit Tigers, the old English D, 250 to 1. You're going to be watching 8 Mile, chilling in the off season. You're not going to be playing baseball in October. The Astros, Houston Astros. They pick up Osuna, controversial, but they get an arm. They're a talented group. I don't know how healthy they are. I'm sure they'll be ready come October. I like Verlander. I like their whole pitching staff. I don't like this number, plus 225. Kansas City Royals. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Where have you gone, Royals baseball? Weren't you just playing the Giants for a shot at the title in 2012, was it? 2014, whatever it was. I'll tell you what, 1,000 to 1. They're getting ready for Chief Football post Alex Smith there. Angels. Los Angeles Angels. 150 to 1. Interesting number there. Going to make a run. Overcome really the A's to maybe find a playoff spot. It's not improbable. I mean, there's a percentage chance at that. If it weren't for the A's, I'd probably like that team a little more. And the Mariners. It just makes it a tough shot for those kids. Get Ohtani healthy. I look to them next year. The Twinkies, Minnesota Twins. Maybe if they brought back Kirby Puckett from the grave, they'd have a shot there. But 100 to 1, Twins aren't going home. Yanks, 3 to 1 to win the AL pennant. The Oakland Athletics, 28 to 1. A lot of value in that number, 28 to 1. A lot of value in the Oakland A's. They're a good baseball team. I don't think they did much at the deadline. We'll check here when all the smoke clears. They could have got a top-tier pitcher they were looking at. Again, you consider playoff baseball. If you get there, it's one thing. It's another to, you know, win a 5-game series. It's another to continue and, you know, actually win the pennant. Now, hey, if you got a top-tier starter, pair him with another solid number two, and even a decent number three might get you there. Certainly win a 5-game set with those three guys toting some innings, but I don't see the Oakland A's having three pitchers. Now, Manaea's tough. I don't mind Manaea. He'd be an ideal number two in my book. If you can get an ace, pair him with a Manaea, you got a pretty good shot there. I do like the number. Again, you're hoping they make the playoffs, win a series. Next thing you know, they're playing for the pennant. You could check the numbers, see if there's value, and going the other way there. The Seattle Mariners, Eddie Vedder's team, home of the 12th man. That team surprises me. They won a lot of one-run ball games. Some may think their record is inflated. You know, you start winning more one-run games than any other team, it could provide some confusion. Hey, is this team legit or are they not? Hey, come October, we'll know. 10-1 ain't bad. Getting the Seattle Mariners 10-1 to win the AL pennant. Tampa Bay Devil Rays 150-1. Boy, they're getting ready for Jameis Winston to sit out, and it must be tough to be from Tampa. Bring back Warren Sapp. I mean, where are the cries? Preseason baseball with the Yankees in Tampa. Well, I mean, a bunch of retirees drinking wine, not real worried about anything. I mean, if you got the Trop, again, I did hear they're remodeling the Trop, but talk about a stadium that needs some work as far as providing an enjoyable place to watch baseball. Rather listen to Russ Hodges on calls from 1954 on a YouTube channel and go to the Trop. Texas Rangers, 350-1 to win the AL pennant. Decent club. AL West is tough. See how the offseason unfolds. You might be able to find value with them in January. Toronto Blue Jays. 200-1. I mean, talk about a tough year. If you're in a division with the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox of 2018, you got to be throwing your hands up saying, hey, what do we need to do? Just kind of a tough luck of the draw. And I think the Blue Jays are a better club than you think. Record doesn't show it. Playing some tough teams. But at the end of the day, in regards to futures bets, keep your money. Looking for them to potentially, the Blue Jays, that is, spoil a team's home field advantage, or maybe win a bet come September. Somebody maybe keep an eye out on. In review of the American League pennant, Indians 4-1, Oakland A's 28-1. Seattle Mariners 10-1. Consider those as options on futures betting to win the AL pennant. Don't confuse us. We're not saying they're going to win the AL pennant, but we're talking about futures, making a wager, potentially hedging that off in an American League or a National League Championship Series where you have value as far as making a bet and not losing money and potentially earning some money. A lot of dynamics on futures. The odds are what they are. Certainly better times of the year to make that initial wager on a future. I'll share an example that best illustrates my what I'm trying to communicate. Last year was able to fortunately put a wager on a future on the Georgia Bulldogs. The Georgia Bulldogs were at 40-1. It was after the season, Kirby Smart's first year. Was able to get value, of course, as they moved into spring practice. That number dropped. You saw it go to 30-1. The key is I continued to bet that number. So I had several bets with a dollar amount on 40-1, several at 30-1. Took them to 15-1 in the middle of the year. And of course, as you approach the SEC championship, we're at 10-1. And that's where you're looking to evaluate the amount you had bet, the different odds as far as your potential win, and then look at the odds and you compare that to maybe the odds in the SEC title game with Auburn. Moving forward to the game with Oklahoma, do you hedge it off that? Is there enough value there? And then of course, moving into the title game with Alabama, and then trying to, you know, make the best decision for the dollar match you have outstanding, the odds as far as Georgia potential winning the bet, and winning that title game versus Alabama, or hedging the bet. In that particular case, it was clear, even as a Bulldog fan, to hedge that bet and bet a large amount on the Crimson Tide from the University of Alabama. And of course, you felt pretty good with that bet going in against Georgia. Now, I would argue a block punt that was called offsides and some momentum there probably cost the University of Georgia and the Bulldogs a national title. But emotions aside, the bet was appropriate to hedge that. And hey, it was a nice winner. We'll take that any day. Easy money, right? Futures can be very powerful. Would really recommend having a future bet or two run parallel to your season betting as far as on college football, professional football, and Major League Baseball. That allows you an out, a way to hedge piggyback some additional revenue you're making on your weekly bets. So if you look at, again, the NL pennant, we mentioned a few teams there. Diamondbacks, you might like the Phillies, getting decent value at 7-1. You can also look at a favorite. And if you feel, you know, it's the Dodgers here, you can always evaluate who they're potentially playing in the title game. But to get a team in the National League or American League Championship Series is really what you're looking for in an ideal situation. Because then you can look at betting and having a bet out on both sides and evaluating the math as far as, you know, making money. Isn't that the goal? It's always about, you know, being profitable each week and over the long haul show a positive revenue. That's your Major League Baseball futures. I will look to piggyback Russ Hodges and some information on his life, which we read the shot heard around the world, one of the most famous calls in Major League Baseball history. Happy Russ Hodges provided that call. What an opportunity in his life to do that, and he'll always be remembered. But it's interesting as we evaluate people and why I love looking at lifespans and how people live their particular life. Russ Hodges passed at 60 years old, didn't get the full life that we all probably want. He was born Russell Pleasant Russ Hodges, June 18th of 1910, passed April 19th, 1971. American broadcaster, did play-by-play for several teams, of course, notably for the New York and San Francisco Giants. Born in Dayton, Tennessee, Hodges began his broadcasting career in 1934. Sports editor for WBT Charlotte until October of 41, right about the time of the Second World War, when he moved full-time to WOL in Washington, D.C., where, you know, he'd already been doing play-by-play for the Skins in professional football, the Washington Redskins. He worked also for the Cubs, White Sox, Senators, Reds. Guy's working his tail off, finding work. Late 30s, just off the Depression, he lands in New York City with the Yankees and Giants, who, you know, during much of the 40s, it was Mel Allen and the number two man, Russ Hodges. And we'll look to detail Mel Allen. What a wonderful broadcaster, personality, and, you know, you talk about the fabric of Major League Baseball. That's why we do this. It's great to pay homage to, the players, but the broadcasters as well. They bring and they painted such a wonderful picture via radio for so many years. I know we're so connected now. We can watch video and clips. And I think at some levels we went past the point of no return where some of the romance of baseball has been lost. And hopefully we can find it in, you know, stories from the past. Russ Hodges, broadcaster, Giants. Number two man with Mel Allen through the 40s up in New York City, the Big Apple. Of course, he did the Bobby Thompson home run call in October of 1951. Wonderful to do that on a podcast as far as emulating that great call by a legend. One of a truly grateful moment for me to take part in that. You know, you get involved in podcasting, you don't really know what it's going to bring, but really neat to do that call. The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. I'm baby. Bye bye, baby. Which, of course, leads us to later in his career in San Francisco. Hodges followed the club west in 1958, the Giants. He continued working for the team through 1970 when he retired. And again, his signature home run call for all us G-men, the boys from Gotham. The boys from Gotham who moved west, the San Francisco Giants. Russ Hodges, it was bye-bye, baby. And, of course, if you still watch Giants broadcasts, those boys in the booth do a great job sharing the past. And a lot of times they'll play bye-bye, baby. Anytime the current San Francisco Giant is fortunate enough to hit one out of the yard. Of course, Hodges did some football in San Francisco with Lon Simmons and the Niners. Did some pretty high-level boxing matches. Did a Ali and a Sonny Liston fight. Sadly, as we look at life, we look at death. Russ Hodges died suddenly of a heart attack at age 60. At age 60, Russ Hodges died suddenly of a heart attack in Mill Valley, California. And I noticed the date, I'm sure some of you baseball fans did. Beginning of a baseball season, April 19th of 1971. Sometimes you see these things, it just all seems to make sense. Russ Hodges, he is a baseball man. Russ Hodges was meant to, you know, be at that spot of the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Giants, and I've in my research learned that they were so fortunate to be able to even record that call. An individual Dodger fan wanted to hear Russ Hodges and record him being upset after the Dodgers won, so he ended up sticking a microphone, a tape recorder up, and it coincidentally caught the Bobby Thompson call in the home run. This Dodger fan ended up going home the next day, listened to the call on his tape recorder in a kind act by a Dodger and fellow baseball fan, and I tip my hat to that gentleman. He called Russ Hodges the next day and said, hey, you need to listen to this call. Sometimes fate intertwines, and Mr. Russ Hodges, it was meant to be, and as in life, you always need help. And to that Dodger fan, those many years ago, who decided to share that call for the world, hey, this bud's for you, sir. Welcome to the Pete Barkman Show, news, sports, tabloid fodder. We're going to go over baseball futures, World Series odds. We'll then go into the word of the day, which is forgiveness. It's a big word. Might be hard to spell for some, but important in living a happy and healthy life. 2018 World Series odds. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your time. Very grateful. Arizona Diamondbacks to win the World Series 18-1. Decent odds. Tough club. Do they have the pitching? I doubt it. Braves, 30-1. Young team. Can they find a way to win the NL? Hey, the NL's more open than the AL. So if you're going to go with a long shot out of the National League versus a team with long odds trying to overcome the Yanks, the Red Sox, and Astros in the AL, Braves in second place now in the NL East isn't a bad shot at 30-1. Orioles, 2,000-1. keep your money. Boston Red Sox to win the World Series 11-2. You know, we'll continue to evaluate, and I'll address that in a moment. Chicago Cubs, 9-1. Chicago White Sox, 2,000-1. Load it in your pipe. That's a pipe dream. Reds, smoke one right after at 500-1. Not a chance to win the series in 2018. Cleveland Indians, the Wahoo Warriors, the Tribe, 10-1. Gosh, you know, just so close. Can they rally to make a run in October? It's a dicey game. That's why it's tough. Baseball's kind of need to evaluate a little bit to see how a team's playing come October, see how they finish their stretch run. I have a gut feeling that, and I've seen it watching baseball year after year, usually the team with that best record is not who I'm betting money on to win the whole thing and to win the series. Usually it's the team, the wild card that gets hot, the team that's been playing tough baseball through September. Teams that come together, great clubhouses that come together in October, find a way to win it. So, but you never know. That's why it's a fun game. Colorado Rockies, 80-1. You know, we saw value at 40-1 to win the NL pennant. Certainly see value there as well to consider. 80-1 to win the World Series. Tigers, 500-1. Why do they even put it on the card, huh? Because you never know. In this case, we do know. Tigers are going home. Houston Astros, 4-1. Hey, the team that owns the flags, they think that they can repeat. They think they can. They think they're the best team in baseball. They think they're the team to beat, and they probably are. Odds would say, if you look at the past, they will not repeat. Very rare that a team goes back-to-back in any sport, maybe the NBA, but certainly not Major League Baseball. Not a bad number. Kansas City Royals, 2,000-1. Stick to the barbecue. Los Angeles Angels, 300-1. Not going to happen. Go down to the beach. Dodgers, 6-1. You know, there's a feeling I always look at. Well, they're going to finally get, you know, find a way to get it done. The Dodgers, if they continue to put themselves in the place to win a World Series title, they're eventually going to win one. And you got to like the odds of a very good team at 6-1. Miami Marlins. And certainly to get through the National League, the Dodgers would be a good bet there. Miami Marlins, 2,000-1. Milwaukee Brewers, 25-1. I think they're a better team than the Dodgers. So if you're getting 25-1 compared to 6-1, depends a little bit on matchups and starting pitching. But I like that value there for the Brewers to make us certainly the Minnesota Twins, 200-1. New York Mets, 400-1. Yankees, 11-2, which I, you know, sounds familiar. A lot like the Boston Red Sox, 11-2. Bookies don't know what to do there. Might as well just give them the same number. Two good teams, who knows? Both have a shot. I'd probably agree. No value. A's, 75-1. Ton of value. Maybe pick A's Brewers. Could it happen? Probably not, but you got two good teams who I wouldn't be shocked if that was the World Series. If all was fair in this world, it would be the Brewers and A's. I don't think that would be the best TV outcome, you know, network television. I doubt they're sitting on their seats saying, oh, let's have it be the A's and the Brewers. They probably want the Dodgers, Yankees. Something to keep in mind. Thank you for listening to the Pete Barkman Show, news, sports, tabloid fodder. This is our futures episode, baseball futures. We've gone over the 2018 National League pennant. We've gone over the 2018 American League pennant. We're going over World Series odds to win the 2018 World Series. Philadelphia Phillies, 15-1. Young team. What I said for the Braves holds true. Only thing with the Braves is you're getting 30-1 and you're getting 15-1 with the Phillies. Similar ball clubs. Phillies are playing a little better ball right now. So something to consider. But Braves have been there. Braves have had a lot of magic late too. Finding a way for walk-off wins. I know they were second behind the Giants not too long ago. And hey, that builds a clubhouse. It can gel potentially a clubhouse, get those young kids playing together, and a lot of talent up there, I guess down there in the dirty south in Hot Atlanta. In this case, Phillies 15-1, something to consider. World Series future. Pirates 250-1, and the Friars from San Diego 750-1. Giants 18-1, an interesting number there to win the World Series. Can they stop stepping on their own feet and find a way to put it all together and keep their roster healthy and get the pitching it would take to win a National League pennant? I highly doubt that's the case, but that's why they play the game. If Madison Bumgarner becomes Madison Mad Bum come October, you're going to be thanking your lucky stars you got it at 18-1. And I'm not just whistling Dixie, sir. Mariners 25-1. Get a good team there. Good odds. Can they beat the Houston Astros? Potentially. Cardinals 60-1. You change managers midseason, the clubhouse is either going to galvanize, you're going to see them starting to make a stretch. And again, going back to my statement where a team could come together, if it was that bad under Mike Matheny, I doubt that will happen. Something to keep an eye out on. Young team, not bad. Look out for them next year. That's the Cardinals. 60-1 to win the World Series in 2018. Tampa Bay Devil Rays, 300-1. Hit the beach. Rangers. Getting ready for some football in Texas. High school football, Friday Night Lights. Deshaun Watson back for the Houston Texans. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott running the ball for the Cowboys. But Ranger baseball, not uncommon that you're on the shelf early. Toronto Blue Jays, 500-1. Good night. Nationals, 25-1. Same odds as the Mariners. I'll tell you what, the Mariners are a lot better club than the Washington Nationals. If you had to compare two similar odds, I'd put my money on the Seattle Mariners. And two, I also think that, God, you know, NL East, AL West, if you had to compare, certainly the Nationals might have the easier shot to win the NL East, overcoming a young Braves team, maybe a Phillies team that could choke. But I'm not buying that because I think those teams are talented. But being young, you never know. Comes down to pitching. You got strong, decent arms there, good bullpens, good leadership. Like the Braves, if I had to pick one in that division. If you look at the overall odds, World Series odds, boy. This is where you could be conservative. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're hedging it off in the pennant races, would not be shocked if it's the Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, potentially as a World Series matchup. Diamondbacks might be able to make it. Diamondbacks, Houston Astros. Bet we're too early to start guessing on that. You know, we've just made the stretch run. This is a good time to see teams come together, and we'll look to give our World Series pick in the future. This is food for thought on futures. Again, remember, the team you pick isn't necessarily the team that needs to win. You can always look to hedge off that bet if you have enough value. You get the Braves, for example, in an NL championship, at Phillies, a Rockies team, an A's in an AL championship series. There's wiggle room to maybe hedge off, and next thing you know, you've made a little money moving into the World Series, and you can, you know, take one game at a time there, looking at pitching and some matchups there. But again, this is our futures pro baseball edition. This is the Pete Barkman Show. Please email questions to peterbarkman2@gmail.com. Of course, we are also on Twitter @BarkmanPete. And follow, email. Always happy to answer any question. Have a great night.